We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tzadi Ches, which is on page Kuf Chav Tes, about to turn on to page 258. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMispalel Tzorich Shiachavein Belibo Pirish HaMilos Shemotzi B'Svasov. One who is davening has to have kavana in his heart for the understanding of the words that he is saying with his lips. V'yachshov ki'ilu shechina kenegdo, he should be thinking as if the shechina is across from him. V'yosir kol ha-machshavos ha-tordos oso, and he should remove any thoughts that would distract him. Ad she'tishoyer machshavto v'kavanoso zako b'tfiloso, until he remains with thoughts and kavanos that are very clear in his tefila. V'yachshov, and he should think, ki ilu hoya medaber lifnei melech baser v'dom, if he would theoretically be speaking in front of a human king, hoya misader dvarov, he would order his words, umechavin b'hem yofel lebal yukoshel, and he would have great kavana in his words that he shouldn't stumble over them. Kavachomer lifnei melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, certainly in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu choker kol ha-machshavos, that he investigates all the machshavos, all the thoughts. V'kachayu osim chasidim v'anshe maisa. This is what the chasidim and the anshe maisa used to do. Shayu misbodedim, they would do misbodedus, umechavim b'tfilosim, they would have kavana in their tefila. Ad shayu magiyan lehispashtus hagashmias, until they reached a point that they were totally removed from the gashmias. Ulehiskabrus koas asichli, and they had a strengthening of the power of the mind, of the seichel. Ad shayu magiyan karav lemalas hanavuah, until they reached a point that was close to prophecy. V'im tovo lo machshava acheres b'soch ha-tfila, if a person has a foreign thought come into his mind during davening, yishtok, he should be silent, ad shetispat la machshava, until that machshava leaves him. V'tzorich shiyasho b'dvarim ha-machniyim ha-leiv, and a person should think thoughts that humble the heart, umechavnim oso lo'aviv shevashamayim, and they connect him in his kavanas towards his Father in heaven. V'lo yachsho b'dvarim shi'esh b'hem kalas rosh, and during davening a person should not be thinking of anything that has to do with lightheadedness. The Rama writes, v'yachshov kodem hatfilo meiromamus hakel yis'ala u'bishiflus ha'odom, a person should think before he davens of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the lowness of man. V'yosir kol tanuge ha'odom elibo, and he should remove any of the physical pleasures from his heart. V'osir lo'odom l'nashek bonov ha'ketan v'veis ha'kneses, it is osir for a person to kiss his young children in shul, k'dei l'kboa b'libo, in order to set in his heart, she'ein ava ki avos ha'mokom baruch hu, there is no love like the love for Hashem. To show that and to ingrain that in our hearts, we do not kiss our children in shul. Says the Mishnah, what? Sfarim don't necessarily do that. We'll see that shortly. Says the Mishabura back on page Kuf Chav Tes of Katan Aleph. We said you should have kavan of a pirish hamilos. Va'al yechavein ha'odom b'shemos v'yechudim. A person should not have these great Kabbalistic kavanas of the shemos and the yechudim. Rak yispalo kipshuto. A person should daven simply lahovin hadvarim b'kavanas halev, to understand the words in his heart, to understand what he is saying. Im lo mishu ba besod Hashem, unless he's a person of a very high madreka that knows the secrets of Hashem, v'odeo l'chavein ba beliba ureusa dechilu, and he knows how to be mechavein the special shemos with his heart, with his ratzon, and with fear. The ilav hochi, if he's not a person on such a level, chas v'sholom mekalkel b'zeharbe, he tries to have too many holy thoughts that are above him, so that can cause destruction. Ayin Magen Avram b'shem HaZohar. U'b'tshuvas Rashal Simen Tzadiches Kosav Be'orech V'heir Al Harash Rabbeinu Shimshon She'omer Acharei Shalomad Sisri HaKabbalah. So the Tshuvas Rashal brings down a testimony about Rabbeinu Shimshon that said about himself that after he learned all the hidden Kabbalistic kavanas, shu mispal ketino ben yomo, he would daven like a child that's one day old. Even after he learned the Kabbalah, he would daven like a pashut yid, and that's what we should be doing. V'ayim epnei Yeshua reish perek ein omnim shekosav. Look in the epnei Yeshua who writes the elu hakavanos hamavuorim kam b'shulchan aruch. These kavanos that are written here in the Shulchan Aruch, i'efshir l'chavim b'shas ha'tfila, they should not be thought about during the tefila, rakodem, only before the davening. U'betfila tzarech l'chavim pirish hamilos ayin sham. During davening, you focus on the words that you are saying and the understanding of the words you are saying. There's a very important note number two on the page before that we will read. This kavanah that we're discussing, the realization that you're standing in tefillah in front of Hashem, beer b'chidushe hagrach al Rambam. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains she'eino midin kavanah. It's not a din in kavanah, elohu me'etza ma'isa tefillah. Understanding you're standing in front of Hashem is not a kavanah, that is tefillah. V'im'eino roa atzmo kach. If you don't view yourself as if you're standing in front of Hashem, harehu b'chlal mis'asek, you're like just going through the motions of mis'asek, v'dover zem akiv b'chal tefillah, and that prevents the whole tefillah. That is the shita of Reb Chaim on the Rambam. However, Meidach B'Gionas HaChazonish, the Chazonish argues, and he writes, Shekol Odom HaOmed L'Hispalo, anyone who gets up to Davin, La'olam Eino B'Gedem Mis'asik, you're never in the category of Mis'asik, that you're just doing the motions. Shere Yeshbo Yediya Keyoshu Omed B'Tfilah Fnei Hashem, you have at least a subtle Yediya that you're standing in front of Hashem in Tfilah. Ela She'ein Libo Ar L'Zeh Kol Kach, your heart is not awakened to it so much. And b'dyevet it's enough, the weakened yediyah that you have, that's good enough. And as Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, shetzarech iyun b'inyan ha-mispal v'libo bal imo. In these investigations, one who's davening and his heart is out to lunch, v'toreh b'mal shafto, and he's mamish thinking about lunch. His mind is out and thinking about other things. V'einu margish klal b'hashasvasayim knows. He doesn't even realize his lips are moving. V'apem mamshe b'tfilo, he doesn't even chap that he's saying the words. And l'chora, it appears that it's worse to be misasik, just going through the motions, more than just lacking kavana in the mitzvos. And we should consider him during that time when he's totally not thinking about his davening. The words are just coming out that he's like drunk at the stage that we'll discuss maybe tomorrow more. He doesn't even know he's speaking. Continues the notes. If you turn to page 258 on top, I'd like to read note 4 and note 5. Note number 4, he writes, V'kodem kol bracha. Before a person says any bracha shmor esrei, kosa b'sifro shem olam. The Chavetz Chaim writes in his Musar Sefer Shem Olam, sheyisbonein ma hu rotze levakesh me'ashem, v'al ma yivarchenu. You should think about what the coming bracha is about. Many siddurim have that. They say, you know, refuah before refeinu. And they say Parnasa before Berech Aleinu. They say what the bracha is about, in line with this Chavetz Chaim, that you should think about what you are about to ask Hashem and what you're about to praise Hashem about before. The Eitza Zu Mu'ilam Ova Kavana Betfila. This Eitza helps a lot to have Kavana in davening. And in note number 5, he writes, and now which we said he should have Kavana in the Pirish Hamilos, Al Kain Kosav L'Kamon Shenochon Mo'od Lilmud as Pirish Hamilos Shekhat Tfila. A person should learn all the translation of the words in davening. V'al kol ponim shel birchas avos v'shel modim shevadei chayev l'das bi'uron. For sure, avos and modim, which are the two most important brachos, certainly a person should understand the words that he's saying. And then we have what we mentioned yesterday, the Sefer Yisrael v'Shorash Avoda writes that it's roi for a person to learn at least once a week this Simen Tzadiches, which is Osek b'inyan kavanas atfila. Let's go weiter in the Mishabur, we're in Sivkatan Beis. We said if a bad machshava, not even a bad, an outside machshava, comes in the middle of davening, a person should be silent until the machshava leaves him. The Mishabur says, it was Sefer Hagan Kosov, Levato machshava ra'a b'shas atfila. Here's a very interesting Mishabura. The Sefer Hagon writes, if you want to get rid of a machshava during davening, Yomer Gimel Pa'amim P-P-P. You should say that 3 times. P-P-P. What does that stand for? V'hu Roshei Tevos Palti Yosef. Peis Palti, who overcame his Yetzirah for Arayus. Yud is for Yosef, who also overcame his Yetzirah for Arayus. Dehei Misgabru Al Yetzir Libam. They overcame the Yetzirah. K'disa B'Sanhedrin Daf Yutes Amud Beis. V'achakach Yoruk Gimel Pa'amim. And then you should spit 3 times. And that is a skula, I guess you're referencing those who overcame the Yetzirah will help you overcome your Yetzirah of having other thoughts. But when you spit v'lo yorok l'gamri, you shouldn't do a regular spitting. Rak b'derech nachas, you should spit gently. V'aloshon tehei bein svasayim b'shasa rakika. I don't know how you try this, but your tongue should be between your lips when you're spitting. Try that, I don't know how that works. U'b'vaday telech ha-machshava, and that will remove this bad machshava. Fine. Kosova Mogen Avram Ozeh. The Mogen Avram writes on this, Ve'ein nirali laso zebesot tfilah shmona esrei dehavei hefsek. You should not do this. That which we just brought down, the Mogen Avram says you should not do it because that's a hefsek. And also, umi yodeim refuah bedukahi. Who knows if that's really tried and tested and it will work anyway. Therefore, the Mogen Avram says you should not do that. But the Eliyarab brings from the Shla another Eitzah to avoid outside thoughts that come in during davening. Skula lahavir machshev eschutz, a skula to get rid of outside thoughts. Shekodem tfila yavir gimel pa'amim yad yamino al mitzcho, that you should put your right hand over your forehead 3 times before davening. V'yomar b'chol pa'am, and each of the 3 times you should say the following pasuk: Leiv tahor bara li elokim v'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. A pure heart Hashem created inside of me, and a correct ruach He was mechadish inside of me. V'chein im bolo machsheves chutz besoch atzvila, and so too, that's before davening, to avoid it. But if a thought comes to your mind during davening, yishtok ma'at, you should be silent a little bit. V'yaver yamino al mitzcho, you should put your right hand over your forehead. V'yaharer pasuk hanal, and you should think that pasuk. That's the skula of the shla, to avoid and then to get rid of other thoughts. If you look at note number 7, he writes, V'skula nosefes levato machshavo zoros betvila. Another skula to get rid of bad thoughts during davening, foreign thoughts, not bad thoughts, foreign thoughts. Nefesh HaChaim writes, Shebe'esha motzi mipiv kol teva v'teva me'atfila. At the time when you're speaking out each word of davening, Yitzayir es osa teva b'os yoseh kitzurasa. You should imagine in your mind the letters and the form of that word. Now he's talking about someone who's davening Baal Peh. If you daven from the sitter, you have the letters in front of you. V'yachavin lahosef al yodah es koach ha-kedusha. Shemachavin in your mind, the kedusha of the writing of the words should be joined together with your kedusha of the saying of the words. V'hosef and the Nefesh Chaim adds on and says, she's skula nifla'a. This is an amazing skula. U'baduk u'menusa l'margilim atzma mezetz. Tried and tested for those who have done it. She'osifu tara b'machsheves tfilasam. That it adds tara to their thoughts in tfilas. So we have many eitzes. We have the shla. We have the Nefesh HaChaim. We have the Chavetz Chaim before. All different eitzes of how to keep our minds focused on the tfila and to avoid or to get rid of outside thoughts. But the next interesting thing we had here in the Mechaber, or the Ramah rather, was that a person should not kiss his young children in shul to show there's no love like the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I have this discussion with my father-in-law all the time. Does this apply only to young children or also to son-in-laws who are grown? Are you allowed to kiss your son-in-law in shul? Is that a problem? The Ramah says, Bonav Ketanim. So it's actually a machlokas aposkim. If you look at note number 9, he writes, the gamets bonav hagedolim, also older children. Assuming in-law children count also. Also older children, kosav ha'orech neman sha'asu l'nashik, it is forbidden to kiss them in shul. V'noka ketanim mishum shederech ha'avos l'haros lem ava yaseira. The reason why the Ramah mentions ketanim is that's who we normally kiss. We kiss little kids to show them extra love. But who adin for gedolim? V'chein mavur b'ben ishchai. And so too writes the Ben Ishchai, that it's not limited to little kids like the Ramah says, it's also to older kids. Ulam, however, Hagonur Chayin Kinyeski Kosav Sha'osr Lenashek Dafka as Bonav Akatanim. Rechayin Kinyeski says this is only little kids. Grown kids you can kiss in shul. That's what Rechayin Kinyeski says, so we see a machlokas. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Gimel, you should not kiss Bonav Ketanim. Bishlo Kore Tigar Al Hameviim Yulodim Lebeis HaKnesses. The Gra takes big issue on those who bring little children to shul. V'hainu ketanim shadayin lo hagiyu l'chinuch. This is talking about children who did not yet reach the age of chinuch. Mitam, and his reasoning is, ki hayolodim misachakim, the kids are playing, umirakdim, and they're dancing around the Beis HaKnesses and the shul, umichalim kedusha the Beis HaKnesses, and they're disgracing the kedusha of the shul. V'gam mevalbulim das ha-mispalim, they're also confusing those who are davening. V'od, and furthermore, gam ki yaskinu lo yosur miminhogom ha-ro, asher nischanchu bialdusam lishtageya ulevazos kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Also, as they get older, the chinuch that you have given them to go crazy in shul and misbehave in shul does not leave them, and they will be adults who are going crazy in shul and misbehaving in shul and not davening properly. Avol, however, kishehigiu l'chinuch, when the children reach the age of chinuch, adarabah, the opposite is true. Yevienu ito l'beis HaKnesses, you should bring your children to shul. V'yilamdehu orachos chayim leishav be'emo be'yira. You should teach them the way of life, to sit in shul with ema and yira, with fear and trepidation. V'lo yanichenu lozos l'makomo. And you should not let him leave from his place. V'yizarzeu lanos amen. You should encourage him to answer amen. In note 12, he points out a very interesting thing, and he writes, from the Ramah later on, she'yulmod es bonav ha'ketanim she'anu amen. You should teach your children to answer amen. Ki miyad she'atinok ona amen yesh lo chelek li'olam haba. From the time a child starts answering amen, that's when he already earns his chelek in olam haba. You should encourage him to answer amen, the kadosh u'kedusha ayin sham b'sof in yonei tefila u'kriyas haTorah. In note 13, he writes also v'chein mevinas haketanim l'nashig sefer Torah kedei l'chanchem u'zarzem b'mitzvos. We also should bring kids to kiss the sefer Torah to mechanech them and mezarzem b'mitzvos. Fine. It's also that's also why they give kids galila again to give a chavivas for the sefer Torah. We give the kids galila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the last line of this Sif Katan, Ayin betana de Be'el Yochel, Akava Perek Yogimel, Godel ha'oneh she'yesh lo ha'av, she'meniach es beno lanos dvarim shel hevel v'siflus v'beis ha'knesses. Great is the punishment of the father who allows his son to be answering silliness, dvarim shel hevel v'tiflus, inappropriate things in the beis ha'knesses. Let's go weiter, Sif Beis. Lo yispal b'makom she'yesh dover she'mevatel kavanoso. A person should not daven in a place where there is something there that will distract his kavano. V'lo b'sha'a ha'mevatel as kavanoso. And not at a time that the time will be mevatel as kavano. Not in a place and not at a time that his kavano will be distracted from. V'achshav, but says the Mechaber, nowadays, ein anu nisharim b'chol zeh. We're not so careful about this. Mipnei she'ein anu mechavnim kol kach b'tfila. Anyway, we don't have such great kavana b'tfila. We see this time and again. Anyway, we don't have such great kavana b'tfila. Therefore, we don't have to be so careful about things or times that might be mevatel from our kavana. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet, she'mevatel. What things are mevatel our kavana? A geshmak, a smell. Kigon sheichar chodosh, nice, fresh beer. Shemeiriach, which smells geshmak uchia gavna, or a shalom mevatelas of katan hay kigon sheein daitum yushavas alav. For example, he can't focus; he's very distracted from something he shouldn't daven at that time. Meizat tzar, because of any tzar he's going through, okas, or he's angry, o mitorach haderech, or he just came back from a long journey and he's exhausted; he can't focus; he shouldn't daven then. Note 14 is a very important note. Umisha be'efsharuso lehispal b'makom shiuchal lechavim b'tfila. Person has an option of davening in two places. One place he could be mechavin in his davening, ach yitzdorech lotes lifnei siyam atfila, but he has to leave early from that minyan. But he's able to concentrate. O lehispal b'makom shelo yuchal lechavin, or he can go to a shul where he can't have kavana for whatever reason. Ach sham yispal as kol atfila b'shleimas, but there he can stay till the very end. So Shlomo Zalman Arba says she'odev sheyispal b'kavana, pretty obvious. Better to go to the shul where you have to leave early, where you can have kavan and have a normal davening, at least the time that you're there. Share tefila hi avodas halev. Davening is the avoda of the lev. V'hosef sherotzui lasos kein gam im yafsid kriyas haTorah shel sheni v'chamishi. Even if you'll have to miss laning, but you'll be able to daven like a mention this minion, have kavanah, better to go to the minion where you have kavanah, even if you'll miss laning, than the minion that you'll stay till the very end, and you will not be able to have kavanah. But people should understand that they will be questioning you why you're doing what you are doing. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkot and Vav. We said nowadays that we don't have kavanah anyway, you don't have to worry so much about this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Upashet to mikomokom gesherotze lamo du hispal mitokas v'kadoma. But it's pashet that even so, if a person wants to get out to daven and he's angry, yira lohasir mitchila hamachshavos hamachridos oso. He should first try to get rid of any thoughts that he has that are distracting him. Even though we said you shouldn't not daven because of that, but lemaisa, you should try to get rid of these distracting thoughts of kas or whatever thoughts you have. Ein anu sefkatan zayin uveprima gadam kasa b'shem aluvush af al gav she'ein anu mechavnim. Even though we don't have the proper kavana, mikomokom mad de'efshar lasas osin. Whatever you can do without kavana, you should do. Al kain ein lehispal b'bayish yeshom sheikh chadosh omedvash. Therefore, you shouldn't daven in a house which has these great smells that are going to distract you. The kol shekain reach ram u'upash ksas. Certainly, if it's a house that has a bad smell. Not a bad smell that it's usher that you can't daven there, but a bad smell that the bad smell will distract you. Certainly, if you shouldn't daven with, there's a good smell that will distract you in a positive way. Certainly a bad smell. If you look at note 15, he writes, V'im lo yisbal beglal tirdos eluv. A person does not daven because of these tirdos. Kosov lekamon sha'av sha'osha salo kedin. Even though you did the wrong thing, as we said, you should daven. Ein ze bechal meiz, that's not called meiz. If you didn't daven because you were too angry and you couldn't get yourself to daven, you should daven even if you're angry. You should try to calm down, but even if you can't, you should still daven. But if you didn't, it's not called a mezid. The yochol ispal tefilas tashlumin. You could still daven tashlumin, which we'll see shortly. Tashlumin is only if it was b'shogeg. That's not considered mezid because you weren't in the proper mindset to daven, even though you should daven. But if you didn't, that would not be a reason that you can't do tashlumin. You still would be allowed to do tashlumin. Says the mechaber Vayter in Siv Gimel, yisbalel derech tachanunim kirosh hamavakesh b'pesach uvenachas. One should daven with supplications, like a poor person that's asking by the doorway, pleasantly. V'shalos seiroe olav kimasa umavakesh liipatim imenu. You shouldn't give the appearance when you're davening that it's like a burden and you want to just get it over with. Says the Mishabura in Sifkotan Ches, umavakesh bapesel, like an oni who's asking by the door. Hu inyan echa, this is one idea. V'rotzalomar means to say, sheyomra benachas b'loshon tachanunim. You should daven pleasantly, in a language of supplication, kimi shemavakesh rachamim al atzmo, like you're asking rachamim on yourself. V'yosim elibo she'ein biyad shum nivra, and you should place on your heart the idea that it's not in the hands of any creation, malach or angel, o mazel, o kochav, or star, or constellation, l'malo she'elos, that can answer your tfilos, ki'im b'ritzona yisbarach. Hashem is the only one in control, he's the only one who can answer your tfilos. In note 18, he points out, it's obvious, but it's kedai, good musar to hear for all of us. V'atzaruch leparnosa, a person who's davening for parnosa, o sheyesh lecholi, or is davening for health, he's sick. Kosav eish l'avrom, al gilin ha-shulchrach, b'shem sefer ha-chasidim, sheyosim libo lo rak lebrachos elu. Don't only have kavana for those brachos, or the things that you absolutely need at this time. Mipnei she'omrim olov l'malo she'ploni sover she'enu tzaruch ele lezos. Because then in Shemayim they're going to say, look, he thinks he just needs parnasa. We need a lot more than we think we need. We need more than parnasa. We shouldn't have kavana only for the one bracha that we think we need. We should have kavana for everything. El yichavim b'chol ha-brachos. You need one thing, you should have kavana for everything, because we really need everything. Zok de mishra b'ravaydus of katan tes. The avening should not appear like a masa, like a burden, pirish. Afal pi she'omra b'loshon tachanunim. Even if you're saying it the right way, in a way of supplication. Im eino mechashiv kemo she'tzarech dover. If you don't think that you need something, ubala vakesh milithnei ha-melech, and you're coming to ask it from the king, elo she'mispal mipnei achiyuv lozeh de'chavoso, but you just think that you're davening because you have to daven, you have to get it over with, eino nochel, that's inappropriate. Umo tzarech li'zor b'zeh. And you have to be very careful about this. But if you daven the wrong way without having b'loshon tachanunim, lo yachzor v'yispal, you would not go back and daven again. Let's go back to Sif Dalud, and then if we have time at the end, Alex will go back to the note about the Sfardim, which I said I would do. Sif Dalud, the Mechaber says, Hatfilo hi bim koma korban. The tefila is in the place of karbonos. Ulukach tzarech lizor shetei dugmas hakorban de kavana. Therefore, we need davening to be similar to korban when it comes to kavana. Velo yore ba machshava acheres. You shouldn't mix in with it any other machshavos, like by a korban. Kemo machshava sheposelos bekachim. Just like a bad machshava would cause pigle, would passel by kachim. Umu dumi davoda. Just like the karbonos were done by standing, davening should be done standing. Ubekvias makom kemo karbonos. It should have a set place, like by karbonos. Each korban has a set place where the shechit is done, where the matan dam is done. Like we learned earlier, there shouldn't be anything separating between you and the wall. Just like the kohen has to hold the kli, there can't be a chatzitza between him and the kli. There can't be a chatzitza between us and the wall. A person should also have designated nice clothing for davening. Kemo big day kahuna, just like the kohanim had begotten for the avoda. Elish ain't called them yochel avadis, as not everyone's able to afford special expensive clothing. The very least, a person should have clean pants during davening because of nikias. Says the Mishabura Sivkata Nyud Bein Akir, there should be no separation between us and the wall when we're davening. But tur kosav o, the tur adds on to that, ubeinu lakarka, also nothing separating between us and the ground. The kosav ataz dafka gimel tfachim dafka, there should be nothing that's three tfachim high between us and the ground. Avo bepachos megimel tfachim afilu mitzvah leka. There's no inyan to have something under you that's less than three tfachim. However, v'yesh osrim afilu pachos megimel. Some, like we learned earlier, aser even less than three tefachim. Umikom akom l'kul yama mutter l'shtoch b'yom ha-kippurim al-karka asovim yaveshim lamar olem l'espalo. But you are, according to everyone, allowed to spread out some grasses on Yom Kippur to make the standing during davening easier. That's mutter. The batahu l'gabe karka, the grass that you threw down is batahu l'gabe karka. He points out in note number 19 that agabe karim uksasos, but on pillows or blankets, there we learned earlier that even if they're not over three tefachim, that looks gaivedik and that's usr. And then the Mishabura ends off and says, usr l'espalo bivricha, you can't daven on your knees in a bent position. Note 20 explains this, what this is exactly. The hainu l'espalo kishu korea al birka v'chogufa omeid. On your knees, standing on your knees. You can't daven when you're on your knees. Your whole body is straight and you're on your knees. The kosa b'shalan shuvas hilchos katanos. Sha'af sha'ofen zeh nikra amida. Even though that's still called amida. Share rov gufo b'amida. You're on your knees, so most of your body is still standing. It's called standing. Mikom makom ein rashi l'espalakach. Still, you are not allowed to daven in that position. Let's go back to note number 9, which I started. The machlokas of weather we discussed before. The Amos says you can't kiss small children. We brought a machlokas if you can kiss older children. That was a machlokas. But if you continue on from there, note number 9, the second paragraph, he writes, the af shelo b'shas ha-tfila, even if it's not during davening, kosav arech nemon, and rochai kenyeski, sh'oshel l'nashkan v'saknesas. This is not a din in tfila. This is a din stam in kissing kids in shul. Even if you're not davening, then you should not be kissing little kids in shul. Now here we get to the Svarish Menhagim. Ula nashik es yidei ovid the rabo shechayev bechvodam. To kiss the hand of your father or your rebbe who you're chayev to be mechabed. Kigom b'mekomo shenogu sha'ola latora menashik yideim b'yiridaso. Like a lot of Svarim have the minog that they kiss someone's hand when they go down from getting an aliyah. Kosav ha-ben ishchai shemutter. The ben ishchai says it's mutter. Shekein gam ze b'chlal ha-mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah. That's part of the mitzvah of getting the aliyah. That's what they do. Al yidei anoshim acherim lo yinashe gam la'achash ola la'torah. But that's only the hands of your father and your rebbe. Ach yidei anoshim acherim, but the hands of other people lo yinashe gam la'achash ola la'torah. You shouldn't kiss the hands of other people after an aliyah, just someone you're chayit v'chabed, like your father or your rebbe. That is what the Ben Ish Chai says. Meidach, on the other hand, v'shalim shivas or l'tzion, which is Rabbi Tzion Abishol, he writes, she'ein limchos b'yodlam, you shouldn't protest against the ones who are kissing hands. Mishum shi'esh lam amat lisvot. They have what to rely on. Fine. Note number 10, he writes, this is probably obvious, v'es benosav akatanos, little girls, kosav m'sech asofrim, shigam osan yesh l'havi l'beis haknes. It's nothing about kissing. That would be obvious. But when it talks about being mechanech the kids for bringing them to shul, so the men should bring the boys, and the women can bring the little girls also to mechanech them in tefillah as well. Fine, the other point he brings down in note number 11, when it talks about bringing the kids and making sure they're sitting properly, also brings note number 11, the tzarech la'ashkiach al bigdeyim v'na'aleyim. You also have to be careful with little kids about their clothing and their shoes. Shiun nikiyim meitzoa v'kadoma. There should not be no tzoa or anything dirty on the kids. Kedei shlo hikosh al tzibur, because otherwise that would be a big stumbling block in front of the tzibur. As we know, we went through many simonim on the problems with davening next to tzoa, other dirt. So if you bring kids, so besides for the very little kids, the problems of them being mevabel the tefillah and being mechadech in the wrong way, you also could get into problems of their clothes being dirty. But even the older kids, to make sure that their clothes are clean, so davening can be done in the proper way. We'll stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem with Siman Tzadi Tes tomorrow.